We're standing here at the site of one of the nicest restaurants that existed at Steel Park Resort many years ago.
This is Peter Kilkis, president of the Lake Berryessa Chamber of Commerce and a longtime resident of the area.
To our left was a two-story beautiful motel. There was a ice cream shop. It was an amazingly beautiful family recreation area.
That was before the Bureau of Reclamation, the federal agency that manages the lake, stripped down or in some cases completely demolished five of the lake's seven resorts in 2009. One of them was Steel Park Resort, now called Steel Canyon Recreation Area. Today it offers primitive camping and boat launch areas with virtually no facilities. Kilkis describes it as a desert.
And the people who still come to these few picnic tables on this dirt plot still love the lake.
The resorts, whose 50-year contracts had ended, were removed to make space for new concessionaires to come in. Or at least that was the plan. The Bureau of Reclamation failed to attract new resorts to the lake over the past 8 years. Kilkis says that's because the federal agency's 30-year contract term is too short.
Who's going to invest $25 million when you only have a 30-year contract? At the end of that contract, you give it all to the government for free.
But a partnership with Napa County could be the missing piece to attract resort businesses back to the lake. Over the past year, the county has been working with the Bureau to create a management planning agreement that would release control of some resorts to Napa. One of the perks of a county-managed shoreline could be marketing the lake to potential concessionaires, says Napa County Deputy Executive Officer Molly Radigan.
In the federal world, the opportunity is posted equally and bid on equally. We also have a process where we post it and we bid on it equally, but we are able to take the opportunity out.
That means the county has the ability to show off and really sell these areas. Another bonus would be the ability to offer longer contracts and possibly subcontracts. Radigan says the long view of this proposal is to rejuvenate Lake Berryessa and bring in more jobs.
They're sparse on services. There's no gas station, no grocery store. So I think the idea of a resort bringing out potential for a market, for gas, for restaurants, you know, would help revitalize not just for visitors, but for those that live out in the Lake Berryessa area.
And that's something the Bureau of Reclamation would like to see also, says the agency's Central California manager, Drew Lessard.
As far as providing restaurants, full-service lodging, marinas, boat rental, we're all on board. We'd love to supply and provide all of those.
And as for longtime resident Peter Kilkis, he says he'd love to see the lake return to its heyday and possibly compete with Northern California's other, more popular lakes.
You know, Lake Tahoe is big and cold and crowded, and Donner Lake is small and cold and crowded, and Lake Berryessa is big and warm and not crowded. It's the perfect lake in this area.
But perfect lake or not, there are still a few more steps before Napa would be able to take over management. Negotiations with the federal government are ongoing, and any agreement would need approval from the county's Board of Supervisors. An independently conducted Lake Berryessa marketing report will be formally presented to the board on August 1st. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.